All right, welcome to episode, we haven't been counting down episodes, but I feel like this is episode four. Episode four of the UFOlogy podcast. I am Sam Rose.
I am Brian Bahi.
Today we have a very wonderful guest, our wonderful producer extraordinaire. He is a stand-up comedian, an improviser, I assume sketch.
No.
Well,
no sketch.
Stand up and improviser.
A double threat.
A double threat. Leif Enochson.
So condescending.
How are you today, Leif?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
You had a flat tire on the way here. I apologize for that.
That's okay. I blamed you specifically for that flat tire.
Yeah.
But no, it's fine. It happens. You ride around Area 51 enough, you get flat tires. That's how it goes.
That's right. We're alive.
That's how it goes.
From Area 51.
Live from Area 51.
Area 51. Beautiful this time of year.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
The trees are purple. The people are green.
It's very great. Surprised sky, by both those colors.
Yeah. Sky is mirror.
That's the one that really freaked me out. I looked real strange. That concavity, I don't look good in that mirror. Not at all.
Yep, don't look up.
Nope.
Don't look up. That's great.
So, So this is a podcast about UFOs. Where do you stand on UFOs? Somebody died.
Oh my god, the aliens are here. It's over.
That was a gunshot. Area 51.
Area 51's insane.
Firearms here.
That, I'm going to be very self-conscious about my laugh that just happened there, because that was both a scared and funny laugh.
Yeah. Well, the good news is it is Puerto Rican Pride Day, I believe. And so those are just fireworks.
Okay.
Yeah, we are good. And I will continue to tell myself that so I can get home safely.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a really sizable Puerto Rican population here in Area 51, and they are proud.
Yeah. So proud that they've designated a parade on the second Sunday?
Yes.
Of June? Does that sound right?
That one was a gunshot.
Yeah, I don't think either of those were fireworks.
All right, fair. All right, so we're all going to die. This is it, guys. This is our last podcast before the alien overlords come and take us away.
Yes.
Godspeed.
Well, you know what? I mean, we're going to go down with the ship. We're going to be like that, the band on the Titanic. We're just going to podcast until it's
exactly over. Make sure everyone stays relaxed. Or who knows? Maybe when they come in, we'll be like, hey, look what we made. And they'll let us be like the human, what's the word I'm looking for? Human
mascots? Or
mascots? Life, kind of.
Sort of just the example of what humans were before, like, when you destroyed all of them.
When you go to another country and you represent your country.
Oh.
Diplomat.
A consulate, ambassador, like, if you will.
Yeah, like, we'd be like diplomats for the human population they will decimate in mere minutes.
That's great.
So maybe we'll be on the better side of that.
If nothing else, we get a special license plate on our cars, which means we get to park wherever we want without getting tickets.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed by the lack of parking in Area 51. It's real tough.
Well, you
real
know, tough. All those tanks and extraterrestrial vehicles, man, it's crazy. It's
tough. It's real tough.
Look, just because you're pregnant doesn't mean you should get to park in front of Area 51, you know? But if you're an alien...
And boy, are the aliens pregnant.
Oh, boy, they are pregnant. What if there's just a bunch of alien men's rights activists? So what? She's pregnant. She can still walk, can't she? She's got four tentacles, right? I mean, come on.
The worst alien comedian.
Yeah.
just angry. Angry alien comedian. Gotta say, the open mics are real good here. They're real good.
Very solid. Oh my god, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you never have to wait. It's just great.
Yeah. It's funny to be on this side as opposed to just the producing, where like I just get to snipe jokes in. So like I'm gonna keep doing that. Great. Please keep me on track. I'm a mess.
Oh no.
Done and done.
Okay.
It's just gonna be. That's terrifying. It's gonna be nonstop.
I would really like to stress that these are not sound effects. Like there is really something blowing up outside. Yeah.
I think it is. I don't. I see the. I've been seeing the flash before the actual sound. Like outside this window, I can see. Yeah. So who knows what that means?
It's just fireworks.
Yeah,
I'm sure. There's no rules in Area 51 apparently, so you can just shoot off fireworks whenever you like.
Oh yeah.
Whenever, whatever. So, do you believe in alien life?
All right. So obviously, because I've been listening, I've been thinking about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've also, it's something I'm actually very interested in, have been forever. There has to be alien life in somewhere. There has to be. The massive amount of space, there's got to be something. And then also, if you want to get into the like physics and multidimensional, like there's stuff out there, living stuff. So yes, there has to be. Has to be.
Part two of that question, are they here with us now?
That I'm not as sold on, but man, would it be fun if they were.
So fun. That's like my angle, man.
Oh, how much fun would that be?
It would be fun.
Yeah. It'd be so cool.
Like, what if you just found out that your congressman is from another planet?
Like, that'd be awesome. Oh, I would love it.
All of a sudden, his sex scandal is way more interesting.
Yeah. I could
see him
using that just to get rid of the sex scandal. Sure. Like, I'm an alien. Like, oh. I like it. Yeah, it's so much more fun. Like, I would like for that to be true. I don't know if it is or if it isn't. I don't know what type of life there is out there, if they are more advanced technologically or like what we consider technologically advanced, if they are there or whatever.
Something that's been brought up kind of a lot is if they're like they're out there or here, are they morally superior than us?
See, that's the thing. I don't think we can immediately jump to that conclusion. I would like to think so, just because I really, really am worried about the human race as a whole, and have been for a very long time, and I feel like it just gets worse and worse. So I would really hope so, because if not, then well, fuck.
Just a race of Trumps.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Oh God.
And if they weren't morally superior, I would feel like they would have made themselves known and they would just be in charge already.
Right. Right.
Because they would, I mean, if they're here and amongst us, they're and not moral, yeah, they'll roll over us. No problem.
For sure.
Well, I don't know. I think some would say that they are here and in charge. And. So someone has called.
Yeah. But yeah,
Area 51 PD.
Those, I know we've been talking about, like, people think that they are here, that they all have, like, disguised themselves. And I can't, it's hard for me to say, no, that's not true. I don't know what their experience was. But a lot of those people are a bit on the conspiracy side.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's hard to buy in 100% all the time. Like, I dated someone whose brother was a conspiracy theorist. And it's like, if one or two things that's what they believed in, I'm like, okay, I respect your decision. But if it's all of them, I mean, that's too much. Too many. Yeah. For all the conspiracy theories, if one of the conspiracy theories that like we've heard in our lives was true, it'd be like, oh, that's insane. But they'd be like, okay, it's a thing. But for all of them to be true, it's impossible.
Right.
Right.
It's just
impossible.
That's
the thing I've run into like in my pretty brief time looking at alien conspiracy theories. There are so many out there that are all very contradictory to one another.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Like, there are so many people that believe this particular race of aliens is in charge of us, and then there's that believe another one is. It's like, none of them are consistent with one another.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I've actually never considered that there are obviously different types of aliens out there. In my head, I'm like, there is a species that will eventually find us, but there's probably several. Probably.
Oh, I can name a few for you right now.
Please do.
Okay. Well, so my favorite, of course, the more benevolent of the extraterrestrial races that have apparently contacted us, that I've talked about a couple of times, the Nordic aliens. They also go by the Pleiadians or the Pleiadians or something. That's the star system that they come from. They're tall and blonde and they have blue eyes and they're supposed to be the inspiration behind the Nordic gods.
That makes sense. Because, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, my brother has got to be an alien. He's got to be. He's 6'4". We look nothing alike, but blonde hair, blue eyes. Doesn't make a lot of sense. He's an alien. All right, I'm absolutely on board. There's
and
one.
They're supposed to be, like, the nicer ones. Like, I've read and heard interviews of people that say that they've been abducted by these. And then they sort of just take them on, like, intergalactic joyrides. And, they show them things. And they're, like, they're very nice and, like, great, you know? But then, you know, that's in contrast to, like, the Greys, which is, like, one that we sort of see a lot in popular culture. Like,
okay,
shorts,
gray
aliens that use, like, telekinesis. And they also, like, you know, that's where all the probing, you know, stereotypes from aliens come from. These gray aliens that apparently are conducting experiments on humans. That's two. There are a few different other ones that I could go into, but I don't
know. Those are like
more.
The two major ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, the two major ends of the spectrum. Although I think not a lot of like popular culture surrounding extraterrestrials deals with the Nordic and like sort of more neutral or more pleasant extraterrestrial races. It's mostly the types that are like the Greys that are like out here to like poke and prod at us and stick things up our butts.
As they should.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little more fun, I guess.
Hey, if you're into it, why not? Let's do it. Let's get some of those gray aliens in here.
Hey, there are some people that have had some good experiences with them.
Hey, we've shouted out E.T.'s finger once before.
We certainly did.
Oh, yeah, that's just a giant, like, phallic object.
the longest thing in the world.
Yeah, it really is.
Longer than most bridges.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't know what group E.T. really falls into.
Just everything about him sounds more Nordic, but he looks like a...
He doesn't even look like a gray. That's the weird thing. Okay. No, like grays look more like... your stereotypical, like, well, there's also the little green men, right? So that's another race that's sort of similar in, like, stature and shape to the Greys.
Right.
But they're not as harmful to us, apparently.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love, like, the human ego behind, like, oh, here are all of the different types of aliens, and they're all humanoid.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine with all of time and space that they are anything like humans. Right. Like what? I don't even know if they could be in this room right now and we just can't see them. Like it's just so far beyond our very small like ego and perception of like what's immediate in proximity to us.
Totally.
That's crazy. There could be one right now.
Oh, I mean, this whole room, like, they could be just raging around us. I
watched a documentary that was sort of outlining a bunch of different types of aliens, and one of them was basically just, like, energy clouds.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even, like, physical things. They're sort of just, like, balls of energy that are just sort of, like, floating around the universe.
Yeah, just, like, a simple, it could just very well just be, like, a simple consciousness floating around. Or
it's like a sentient cloud, basically, is what it was.
Yeah, that sounds super believable. I would be...
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, that sounds super interesting to me. Yeah.
I feel like if a species was that advanced, that they would eventually just be able to be that. And just...
Totally.
They would just be... like floating consciousness and intelligence, and that's it.
Absolutely. That's what this documentary was positing too, that these were sort of the more like some of the most advanced not people, but most advanced things out there.
Mm-hmm.
That they had sort of more power than anybody else did. And these ones, they could also like sort of influence your mind just using their weird energy and all kinds of other stuff. Very cool.
Do you think there's a size on those orb things? Like, say all of those like orbs people see in the sky, could that be one
individual
or many?
A pack of them.
I just don't know. Okay. I would love to, but it could be anything.
I feel like those orbs are a ship.
A ship?
Could be. Yeah.
Okay.
And these things like that I'm talking about, these like weird like energy clouds, they also like have technology and ships, you know. So they're not just like flying solo like through the universe. Like,
oh, really?
They're things that can also use technology and stuff.
Oof.
Yeah, so it's not just like magic. Like they're out there with technology,
manipulating like wires and stuff. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah,
because those kinds of extraterrestrials can also turn into things, so they're sort of shape-shifting, but not in the way that these like lizard people are shape-shifting. They're like shape-shifting right. In that like they can sort of like manipulate themselves to be a certain shape in order to like use things,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's very crazy.
Yeah, they're like, I think they might be my favorite alien.
The lizard shape shifting ones?
Not the lizard shape shifting ones, but like these like energy ones.
Oh, just the energy ones. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I love it. Yeah, I'm on board.
I'm on board as well. I'm calling it. My favorite alien are those ones.
And my favorite dinosaur is a velociraptor. Let's go around what else?
T-Rex.
T-Rex, okay.
Oh. Dinosaurs. I'm torn. I'll just
go. Don't come at me with a fucking pterosaur, okay? I want a real dinosaur.
Pigeons.
Oh, man. I'll have to go with a stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus? That's a solid. Yeah. Solid answer.
Triceratops are pretty cool, too.
Tries.
I'll go stegosaurus right now.
Yeah, I think I'd go stegosaurus.
Yeah, they're solid. I love the tails with just the spikes.
Yeah, they got the spiky tail, right?
So cool.
You guys think dinosaurs were aliens?
No.
No?
I do not.
I feel like I've read that as an explanation for dinosaurs, but...
mm-hmm. No, I don't think they are. That's a terrible explanation.
Walk me through that. Why do you think it's a terrible explanation?
Because they're old and... Just because they're different doesn't mean they're aliens. Like, they're just old animals.
Clip of the week this week. It's a classic UFO sighting case. It is called the Phoenix Lights.
Phoenix
Ooh.
Lights.
Ooh,
this happened March 13th, 1997.
I know this one. I'm very interested.
Most of the city saw it. Oh, yeah. No. I just lost our place. All right. Well, here we go.
So basically what we've got here is a series of... Five spherical crafts.
Yeah.
Sort of just hovering just above.
Hanging out.
Phoenix.
Straight line, very.
In yep. regular formation.
Directly over the city. It right. looks like yeah. it's on the edge of the mm-hmm. city because there's a mountain. Sure. Nope, right. that mountain.
It's right over the top of it.
Yep, it's right over the city.
Yeah, that looks.
Wonderful soundtrack again.
Beautiful yeah. soundtrack
for this video. I think the Phoenix Lights is a really interesting case. I read a little bit about this a couple weeks ago, actually. I think one of the interesting things about the Phoenix Lights is that you have a bunch of different perspectives on it. Like, there are a bunch of people took video of it. So you have right. it from different angles, from all over different places.
One disappeared.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think I queued it up right when they're all leaving. So they were hovering for few minutes, and then one by one, they're all just disappearing.
Oh, man. I knew about this, but I didn't know that happened. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
That's really cool. I got to say, out of all the I have actually not seen any of the other clips, but this one, like, you can't mistake it. Like, that's a real thing. That was there.
Yeah.
And there were so many perspectives from this that it's like, it's a real thing.
Yeah, so here we go.
All right, that close-up's a bit rough.
Now we got another one. Yeah. That is true.
Like, I mean, that close-up could be anything.
It's 1997.
Or is this a different perspective?
This is a different perspective.
Yeah, I think this, I think this is a different angle, yeah.
Underneath. Yeah.
So right. Now it looks like it's like a curved shape.
There's more of them.
Sort of like a, Oh, here we go.
So you guys mentioned that they were individual lights. I always thought of it as just like one big like disc thing.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I always thought it was until they started disappearing.
Now I guess they're separate little things.
Yeah.
So maybe like from the last episode, the football field size spherical.
This could be related.
Mm-hmm.
See, if, perhaps. See, I always just thought they were individual crafts.
Okay.
Yeah. But funny thing is, like, I really am just like so optimistic because, like, really, you could really just make that a movie real easy. But I'm like, no, that's real. That's a thing. There's something flying right there. Oh, it has to be. I love it.
This was front and center on a new Netflix documentary that I just watched called "The Most Believable UFO Sightings" or something like that. Nice. That's the title of it. It's great.
That's awesome.
And
that's
this is
awesome.
Like one of their main examples. I really do think.
I mean,
I'm not an expert, but it doesn't look doctored to me. It really doesn't.
I remember when it came out in 1997. I mean, you would probably spend a lot of money to get it like edited to look like that. Like, there was definitely something flying there. But if I'm not mistaken, is it also not right next to airbase?
Yeah,
I think there's more than one airbase around Phoenix.
Yeah, there's several, and the Army has actually come out and been like, "Oh, we do a lot of test stuff there, and like weather balloon stuff." And I'm just like, "Oh, that answers a lot."
Well, that's what they want you to think, guys.
The explanation is always something military related,
which I don't think completely negates. I don't think that means it's not a UFO. Because
that is true. Yes, can't say it's definitely not.
If we're in contact with extraterrestrials, chances are they're going to be in contact with the military branch of our government.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So I feel like possibly.
Just
because it's happening at an airbase doesn't mean it's our technology.
That is very true. Mm. That is true. Yeah. Because I remember I saw a documentary with people from the Army who were like, "Oh yeah, we love when stuff like that comes out because then they don't have to worry about like let's go tell them all of like what we're doing." There's like, "Oh, we don't know." And people are like, "Aliens." Totally. So they don't have to worry about like discussing what they're doing and like why there are things floating around because people are just totally on board with the aliens.
Right. See, what I think it is, I think that is those people don't know that they're using alien technology.
They think it's the military technology, advanced military technology.
It's lower level people in the military think that it's like advanced military technology, which it could be, but that it came from extraterrestrials.
Oof.
Right? So it's this weird thing where they're distracting people, or they're letting people be distracted by the idea that it's alien to make them not think about the fact that it's crazy U.S. military technology, but in fact it actually is UFO technology, right?
Now I feel like we're just getting deeper and deeper. So I'm just like, I don't know.
Once again, I'm easily swayed, and that sounds super believable.
Yeah, well, if you were convinced by that really terrible explanation, I would highly recommend watching this thing is called the Disclosure Project that was run by Dr. Stephen Greer, I believe his name is. He's the head of CSETI, and he goes into all kinds of things like this about the connection between alien technology and the military-industrial complex. Very interesting. Wow. Very fun to think about.
I've seen some documentaries and stuff like that on it. I used to be obsessed with aliens like a while back. I was just so intrigued by the whole idea. It's like I'm super into sci-fi, and it's like my wildest dream come true if we were able to make contact with aliens. Like, that's so cool. I mean, as long as they didn't want to just like kill us immediately. Right. Please don't do that. Dear alien overlords, we love you. But I remember seeing all sorts of documentaries. Like the documentary that you mentioned earlier, was that the one where you saw like the lower level military people like getting interviewed? Because I've seen something very similar to that a few years ago.
I don't remember the name of the documentary actually, but it starts out where do you guys remember they found that what they called like the alien out in the Peruvian desert? It was little thing. It was like a little like humanoid that was like cut like 6 inches long or something like that.
that doesn't okay Well, already off to a bad start. But
well, I mean they ran tests on it, and it was like, it wasn't a hoax, like it was a real thing, right? Like,
turned out it was a Ken doll.
It was like a real like living being at one point. They couldn't figure out what it was. Like, they couldn't figure out if it was like a person that had like progeria, or if it was, you know, like something, some sort of fetus with a birth defect, like that kind of thing. They couldn't figure out what that was, but everyone thought it was some sort of alien, right?
Sure.
So the whole documentary sort of follows this one guy's quest to figure out what this was, and so they take it to Stanford to run all kinds of tests on it, you know, all this kind of thing. But then through that whole sort of story of this particular individual that they found in the desert in Peru, they also sort of delve into the history of this one conspiracy theorist in particular, and sort of his history with what he calls what he named the Disclosure Project, which is getting people in the government to disclose information about our contact with extraterrestrials. So he gets people from the military, people from the government, ex-military, ex-government people, of course, never people that are actually in the government, and people that have had encounters with aliens to talk about it in order to sort of push the government into like releasing documents. Very interesting.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to rewatch it.
So documentaries like that are interesting to me because, like, if that person was able to get all of that information and release it on, like, that great of a scale of, like, a movie, like a feature-length documentary, why wouldn't they be stopped? Like, what? I feel like the government is, like, letting them release that info, but, like, what's their...
Well, because there was no info, really. All he has is theories, this guy.
Right, okay.
And, like, honestly, like, so he goes and he gives these, like, talks to, like, thousands of people. Like, people will pay good money to come see this guy talk, and like, his ideas are not as kooky as some of these other people who think that like the moon is a hollowed out like Death Star used by shape-shifting aliens. Like, this guy thinks that is a real thing. There's David Icke believes that 100%.
I remember you guys talking about that.
So crazy.
That one's a bit much.
I think about that a lot. And
I mean, that is so fun to think about. Because, okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like, why this weird, like, UFO and alien thing is so interesting to me. Because, like, there are crazy out there theories like that are so fun to think about. That are so crazy.
So much fun, yeah.
But then there's these other guys that are sort of more into the fact that the government is, like, actually keeping us in the dark about lots of other things.
Yeah.
Including like how much they're spending on the military, like all these like black projects that they call them, where there's like billions of dollars just go missing from defense spending budgets and no one knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And like all these other things. So it's like there's the really serious people who are like, oh, some shit is really happening. And then there's people who are like, oh, like there's an alien controlling my mind, you know? So it's like two different sides of the same coin. It's really interesting.
I feel like a lot of those conspiracies, I shouldn't say conspiracies because it has like a negative connotation, but like those theories, they give the government a lot more credit than I think they deserve.
Really?
Yeah, I really don't think, like, look at the NSA, like Snowden broke that.
Right.
WikiLeaks, a webpage, has just like given all this information out.
Right.
And then some people are like, well, the government's behind that even. Mm-hmm. And it's like, at some point, I really just don't, I think we're all just humans. And I don't think our government is capable of really like being able to keep it under wraps. Mm-hmm. I feel like if somebody came forward, if they had this information, they came forward with it, they'd immediately become a star. And there's no way, unless there are like three insanely like, well put together, like, I think we can't give too much credit to them for being able, like, if they're that competent, then I'm just furious that they let all this other stuff happen. Like, if they're that competent to, like, that would be a bummer. Maybe that's why it's actually not that, like, it can't necessarily happen, but if it has happened, then I'm just upset about it. Like, real upset about it.
That we have a very low literacy rate, but they can.
Yeah, exactly. But like, we're like on Mars, like
harvesting
all sorts of stuff, and yeah. Oh, that would be a real bummer. Real bummer.
We for some reason have a lot of like like death at pregnancy, but we can be on Jupiter and like.
Yeah. But yeah, they're like on Jupiter, like the president vacations there, like all sorts of weird stuff. Also, because of producing this podcast, I've been thinking about this a lot. So like, I'm like, oh, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this. I keep derailing us so hard. I'm so sorry.
No.
But I love it. I love it.
Golden nuggets.
Oh, yeah. So good.
From outer space.
From outer space.
These are all outer space
Stardust.
Golden nuggets.
Yes.
Stardust.
Stardust.
We're all Stardust.
Rest in peace.
We're all oh yeah.
Davy B.
Oh.
That's right. 'Twas an alien. I'm sure.
Was he
the best alien?
Or if he was, he just like moved on, right? He's just on it like chilling on a different planet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in a perfect universe, yes. He's just somewhere else now, just rocking out.
Him and Prince.
The Prince.
Him, oh god.
And Kimbo
only.
Slice. And don't forget about Kimbo Slice. I think
Kimbo Slice, the Nordic alien Kimbo Slice.
Yeah. That, Kimbo Slice could not be more different than a Nordic alien.
Oh man.
I just imagine Kimbo Slice up on that that star with David Bowie and Prince, and he's just trying to beat them up for being queer or something like that. I think that's what I imagine is happening.
They could take him. They would figure out a way.
Oh, hell yeah, they would take
him.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, man. They got the power of love.
Yeah, they're magical. That's, yeah, they're straight magical.
R.I.P., y'all.
R.I.P. We got, all right.
Anyway.
We got headlines coming up.
We got some headlines.
Headlines, 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 headlines. What's our first headline?
Okay, first headline, once again, comes from MUFON.com, which is the Mutual UFO Network. This is June comes, the date on this is June 6th, 2017. Michigan witness reports hovering triangle UFO. A Michigan witness at Ludington reported watching a low-flying triangle-shaped UFO, according to testimony in case 76674 from the Mutual UFO Network witness reporting database. The witness was out on a bike ride on his Harley Davidson, beginning at about 9:30 p.m., ending up in the town of Ludington at 10:55 p.m. That means he was riding his bike for almost an hour and a half at a bridge over the Sable River where he parked for his cigarette. And there's
it is all the stories have to do with cigarettes.
Yeah, everyone is seeing UFOs on their smoke breaks.
That's weird.
I mean, I
think it's just the FDA. They're out to get us.
Yeah,
guys.
There it is.
They're
yeah.
out to get us.
I respect that he rides a Harley and also smokes. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Very.
Like, if he was here right now, I'd be like, I agree. You are 100% correct. He's way tougher than
you.
I
definitely
am.
Do not cook meth.
And he did not take a photo, but there is a drawing of. What is essentially a triangle.
Yeah.
On a white piece of computer paper.
It
with
is
black
a triangle.
Ink.
That's the best part is that, like, yeah, he definitely, like, went to the computer and just got the paper and then did it by hand. I'm actually really happy that that was the one that we did, because when I was younger, I saw that in the sky and it was flying and it was, like, going around in a circle. And forever,
what?
I was just like, I don't know. But yeah, I
you saw,
saw
a flying
that.
Triangle.
Yep.
In Jersey?
Yep.
Whoo.
It was real weird. And for the longest time, I just was like, I don't know what to think. That
Did
was
anybody
really
else
weird.
See it? Was it just
nope,
you?
Just me. I was outside.
How old were you?
Oh, God. I mean, it was over 20 years ago. So I was old enough to be outside by myself at night, so I'm going to say 7.
Okay.
Okay, that's old enough to have legit memories.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, it was something I remember being like, that's real fucking weird. And like, as a kid, I was totally obsessed with aliens.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just like, oh, that's an alien. Cool. A few years ago, though, I saw a documentary, and they were about, like, secret planes and stuff that the artillery was working and where they would actually have flying exercises. And uh-huh. I was like, oh, that's right over where I lived.
Mm.
So I'm not saying it was or was not, but it was real cool to live with that for a real long time. That was awesome.
Very cool.
It was awesome.
I'm just waiting for my side. Like, I am so ready to fucking see a UFO.
Yeah.
I'm so ready.
I mean, I feel like I've seen a bunch in Arizona.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think Arizona is a hot spot. Arizona is definitely
literally a hot spot.
Yeah, yeah. We did, obviously.
Have you been there in the summer?
I've not.
Real hot.
117.
Sure. I've actually never been there. I'm just assuming.
117.
Degrees? Fahrenheit? Fuck that.
Oh, yeah. Last week.
Oh!
Yeah. Where I grew up, it made it to 118 once. That was nuts.
God.
Dry heat, though, guys. So it's manageable. It's not like what we got out here.
At 80 degrees, I sweat like a 600-pound man. Any type of heat. It's so gross. Like, you see me now, I'm like wearing a tank top and the shortest shorts I could find.
You're a real summer boy right now.
It's real gross. I hate it. I hate tank tops. I wear tank tops because I just can't survive. Can't.
Yeah, I'm rocking the khakis right now and it's 90 degrees. So
I'm very impressed with that. Good for you. Looking good for this heat.
Well,
it's actually really nice outside. I was just in my apartment like an idiot all day.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Getting real off track again, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we've got this wonderful hand-drawn account of what was seen.
If you had to draw what you thought you saw at the age of 7, it would look very similar to this drawing of a motorcycle.
It's a little tiny motorcycle with a guy looking up. It looked very much like that. Like each corner had was bigger, and it was a slightly different color than the other parts. And the little dots that were in between the corners, I don't remember seeing those. It was just like a very light connection between the three dots.
So you saw the lines.
Yeah.
Holy moly! I've never seen a triangle shape. I've only seen like orbs.
In a triangle formation.
Yeah. No, just orbs.
You mean like in your personal experience?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My personal experience, I've only seen orbs.
Mm-hmm.
God, maybe. You guys are so lucky. Like, I'm here, like, so, like, believing in all of this stuff, and I haven't seen shit.
I just want to right now just be like, that's why we're here. Like, take my face off, and then we take you away on our Nordic trip.
I feel like this is what, like, having religious faith is like. I'm like, I haven't seen you any of believe. This.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I'm so down.
And the more you want to, the less it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I know.
that's very true. But yeah, it was crazy. And like growing up, I was like, I don't really know what that was, but it was cool. It was just cool that I got to see that. And even when I found out, like just through, I saw pictures and everything, I was like, oh, that's definitely what it was. Mm-hmm. I was still just like, still cool. I liked it. It makes it fun.
Did you tell people about it afterwards, and did they believe you?
I mean, at that age, my parents, they were like, sure, you're 7-year-old kids, aliens. Also, my dad, I mean, he probably just made fun of me. Like, he loved that stuff. And like, he's a big believer that there has to be aliens out there, and he's sci-fi. Like, I'm sure he feels the same way I do.
Yeah.
But he just made fun of me.
Right. That's my parents, they never made fun of me because they love me. but when I did tell them that I saw something.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's true.
When I did tell them that I saw something, they were just like, they'd be like, no, it's not real. They would just like very quietly dismiss it. And not believers.
Yeah.
Those Gen Xers, I don't know what generation they're from.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
Well, he's like, do you remember the first time that you saw like waves, like air waves or whatever, like on like a hot street or whatever, and you're like, oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm seeing some crazy shit right now. Like, you can't see air or whatever. Like,
I still feel that way. Dude, look at that.
Oh, that just reminded me. When I was super young and I like couldn't process shit.
I'm really expecting to be like, I met an alien.
Well, we have to do, okay, time out real quick. Put a pin in that, because we have to have my roommate on as a special guest for this, because she legitimately told, like, she knows how obsessed I am with, like, watching alien documentaries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She knows that, like, I am recording a podcast about this, and it wasn't until last week or whatever that she told me that she had an encounter.
All right, we're breaking this down. We're going to your place. We're getting ribs. We're watching Game of Thrones, and we're talking to your roommate. Oh my god!
Yeah, an encounter where she had an interpersonal interaction with an alien when she was a child.
No, I want to talk to her. That sounds amazing.
Stuff like that is.
Oh my god!
So, you know, cliffhanger, y'all. No. So, anyway, Brian, continue your so probably terrified. Lamer story than what I just said.
I'm so terrified.
Dude, no, it'll, like, she told me the story, dude. It is chilling.
Exactly. That's it cool. Fucking yeah. terrifies me like no other thing in the world. And now I'm looking at the trees in Area 51 and they suddenly seem more haunting.
See, I feel though, if they're here and we're kind of like making contact with them, they can't mm-hmm. they gotta be morally superior than us.
Yeah,
or they would have just killed us already and like been... used our world right. for whatever reason.
Right, they would have done what we would have done.
Yeah, which we will probably do
eventually. Yes,
I believe we're trying to do that with like several of the planets in our solar system. Yeah. Whatever has water, we're like, we're gonna go take that.
Yeah Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
but it's ours, rightfully.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
Manifest
yeah.
destiny.
Yeah.
You know, but like for the universe.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not it's totally Cetus ours. Shining Sea. It's everything.
Yeah. God, if we ever learn how to actually travel to other countries, we're just going to like wipe out our other countries, other planets.
We figured that out a while ago.
Wait, what? I got to go.
To Canada.
Yeah, we're not there yet, are we?
No, not.
All right, good. No, it's.
Why would you want to go there?
Ottawa, man.
And free healthcare.
You know what? I hear free Regina's healthcare. Great.
Oh. But I feel like if we were capable of flying to another planet like easy enough, like we would just own everything and destroy it. It's such a bummer.
Oh yeah, there'd be a Trump Tower on Mars if we could.
Oh yeah, there probably is. Like there probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the government has gone to Mars, there's some like there's a Trump Tower out there.
But they're like dusting, and then they just like when they dust away, it just says Trump.
Yeah,
like space archaeologists.
Yeah, like he's been here.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Well, I mean, he's definitely terrifying. A shape-shifting alien, so that actually wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, he is. There is no doubt.
For sure.
There's no doubt that he's human. There's that. I don't know if he's an alien or if it's like an old, like weird, just. Animal that has been around for too long. He's just not human.
Like the Loch Ness monster is like some weird dinosaur that's been around
exactly.
for a long time.
Like it's just like almost like the Yeti just has like a weird hair thing and it's just all gone. And he just got real. It just tried to like.
Well, he's got just real. He's a Yeti with money.
Yeah, he just like a Yeti with business acumen.
I like, love it, and I need it in my life.
A Donald Trump Yeti.
I mean, that's
okay. So the thing I was gonna say that what you were saying reminded me of was that when I was like 5 or 6, I didn't fully comprehend that when you looked at lights and then you looked away, you saw like that like blinking, like that rainbowy type thing.
Yeah,
you know. Oh, so like if you stare at the sun, like not directly but indirectly, and then you close your eyes. Or you look away and then you blink really quickly, you can see like the outline of like the light that was seared into your eyeball or whatever.
Sure.
I thought those legit were aliens. Like I would be looking at the sun and then I would be like in a car driving and then I would look at the sky and like blink for a little bit and I just saw like a purple sphere.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, that's an alien. And I was so convinced that like, I made my mom take me to the doctor, and I tried to explain it.
Dude, that
oh my God.
That happened to me. Except it was like one of those things that I'd be like, I would like stare at something and I'd look off and I would see the circle, but then I would just be like, oh, okay, that's just the light. But I would tell my mom like brought me to the doctor's office and be like, I think he needs glasses. I don't know what's going on. And he was like, he's just looking at lights.
Did you think they were aliens too?
I mean, for a second, I'd be like, what's that? Ah! And then just immediately. I mean, I was, again, that was pretty much the same age, like, around that time. Like, I was super young, but I for a long time, if I saw that light and it stayed there when I looked away, for a second, I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, no, just me being an idiot.
But Brian, you legit thought that they were aliens.
I legit thought they were aliens, and I was like, why isn't anyone else saying anything? Because it's right there. And that's why I got freaked
being
out.
So calm.
Yeah. So, I was like, why am I the only one that can see it?
And when your mom took you to the doctor, what kind of doctor were we talking?
Just like a pediatrician. He like did all like the normal stats and stuff. And then he's like, anything else? And I was like, yeah.
I see aliens. You're like,
I think
oh,
I got,
you betcha.
I got like two words into it trying to explain it, and then I just started crying.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of pressure because you know, you're like, man, you are going to like give me some weird drugs for this. Like,
yeah,
don't wanna
for
do
sure.
That.
That probably might have been, it probably is a good thing that I wasn't able to explain it because then he would have been like, he needs to go see somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I remember trying to explain to my mom a few times, like, you didn't see anything. People are going to think you're crazy. And she's like, oh, I guess I can't tell anyone any of these things anymore.
You guys, I think we've uncovered something here, which is the connection between big pharmaceutical companies and aliens.
For sure.
They're in cahoots.
They're in cahoots.
It's not the government. The government's not competent enough. Big pharmaceuticals, now they're competent as fuck.
Pfizer, more like Mr. Pfizer.
More like UF Pfizer.
UF Pfizer.
No,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
That works.
I like it.
I like it better.
You guys are very supportive.
I like it better than
what it does.
Whatever Mr. Pfizer is supposed to mean.
Oh,
fair enough.
No. I liked it.
But it makes sense, right? You show yourself to a bunch of little kids, and then that sounded so gross.
That's weird.
That's...
So you reveal yourself. No. So you open
your trench coat.
your intergalactic trench coat.
No, sir. I'm an alien. I'm exposing myself to kids.
Hey, you like puppies and candy? We've got a bunch on Glock on 6 or whatever. But then they have nothing. They have no choice but medicate the shit out of kids and spend lots of money. So
and it turns out they've just been communing with aliens this whole time. The aliens are like, "Yeah, this is too much. Just give them drugs. Take care of that."
What would you prescribe for that? Probably
an antipsychotic. Probably.
Yeah. Anything like just takes away
the edge.
Like, whatever they give, like hardcore ADD.
Ritalin.
Yeah, or even like they've got. I mean, I've seen some drugs given to kids. As someone who has taught drugs, that man, they just make these poor kids just zombies.
Yeah.
Like they're just not people. It takes away so much that they probably just do that. Like those kids probably just talk to aliens.
The more you're saying that, the more believable it is that
it really is. When I said that, like I said that as a joke, but I was like, no, that is actually like a thing. Like I've seen that. I've seen kids be given drugs just too prematurely, and it just wipes them out. And it's such a bummer.
It's because they were exposed to aliens.
Yeah, the aliens.
They're like, we can't let these kids talk.
Yeah, shut them up. That's probably how Ritalin and lithium were invented, to shut up kids who had encounters.
Ritalin, more like Mr. Ritalin.
Okay, number one, hilarious, but I really want to know what Mr. Pfizer meant. Like, what? I don't want to ruin
it's
it.
So
I don't want
beautiful.
To it.
Sounds like the Riddler.
We'll get that off air.
Oh, God. That does the body good.
We do have a second news story.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah, let's get into that. Let's get into that news story.
All right, what do we got?
I'll let Sam.
Okay, we're going just right down to the next one, huh?
Yeah.
All right, also coming from MUFON.com, the Mutual UFO Network, we've got a triangle UFO under 500 feet over rural Ohio. Now, this article has zero comments, so I'm not convinced, you know, if people aren't buzzing about it online. You know?
I never paid attention to the comments.
I think we need to start paying more attention to the comments.
Yeah, that's a smart idea.
So this was posted on June 6th, 2015. So an Ohio witness in Shelby County reported watching a low-flying black triangle-shaped UFO that silently moved overhead, according to testimony in case 76700 from the Mutual UFO Network witness reporting database. The witness was outside assembling a kid's swimming pool. Nice. What do you guys think? Above ground? Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. You don't assemble an in-ground swimming
pool. Yeah, I guess that's true.
At 8:40 p.m.?
Yeah, they just wanted those kids out of the house.
Yeah. I feel like I could see it's like two parents like getting into a fight, but like, no, you put together the swimming pool, okay? I went out and bought it, you put it together.
Okay, why? This is Ohio. Where are these people from? Staten Island.
They're everywhere, guys.
Hey, maybe they migrated.
They're just everywhere.
Yeah, sure, yeah. They migrated. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen, I have two voices, mine and that. That's it. It's all I got.
I have mine. Would I try to be a Jewish grandmother? That just sounds nothing like a Jewish grandmother.
Do it.
I need to get into the character. I just can't.
Yeah, I'm from Jersey, so every once in a while, like, when I used to drink, get really excited, it slowly came out more and more.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
And then, but now I'm that's it. I do that voice because it's kind of my voice. That's all. That's all it really is. Sorry. All right. So.
Here's the testimony. So, okay, they were assembling a kid's swimming pool at 8:40 p.m. Oh, God, I misread that. I thought it was a.m.
Oh, that would be the worst.
So it's quite late at night.
Yeah.
So this is happening on May 27th, 2016. In quotations here we have from the witness, I saw a black object coming towards my backyard that was flying close, the witness stated. I thought it was a motorized glider.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is a motorized glider? I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I feel like it she probably means like, is it a she?
For some reason, when I was reading it, I felt like it was, but I don't know.
Motorized glider sounds like picture blown up.
That's a map. I clicked on something because I'm very curious about this story. Because I don't know if, all right, 500 feet in the air.
Close. Very close.
That's close, but it's still so high in the air that, like, if you have no point of perspective, it could be thousands of feet in the air or 50 feet in the air. Like, maybe not 50, maybe like 100. So it's like, right. Like, size wise, like what you're looking at, like, you have no idea how big it is. Yeah. It could be like a plastic bag flying at you. Or, as they said, a
motorized
block glider. Yeah.
What is a motorized glider? What is a glider? Like a parasail?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
The motorized ones are like, they have like a little fan on the back, and like you kind of sit in like a tiny little cockpit in front of the fan, that like the engine and the propeller. And it, yeah, you just go.
That's interesting. That's I was fun. Thinking like terrifying. A Segway, but like that floats.
That would be awesome.
Like a hoverboard.
Yeah.
If only. Exactly. If only.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I don't know.
Triangle. This is Triangle, though. Triangle. Second Triangle report.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've.
Yeah.
Triangle is a very common shape, it seems. You know, I'm not buying this one so much because the witness wasn't smoking a cigarette.
We're aware of. Which, I'm telling you, they have this extended story that I really want to read at some point. But it's no, there's no comments. That one is less. This is really in the middle of nowhere. But
I mean,
UFO.
So you're saying yes.
No, this one I just can't. This one was probably, like, they said, oh, it looked like a motorized glider. It probably was.
And it was. But that's 500 feet.
That's the thing.
You don't think it could have been,
just like a closer.
Yeah.
So what? That was June 3rd, 8:40. It's getting dark.
True.
Yeah.
She did say, I don't know why the person said it was black, too. So,
right.
Yeah. Night, black.
Totally. That sounds like a bird, honestly, to me.
It could have been so many like things.
Kite,
yeah. That one was on the weaker side.
Yeah, one of the weaker
as far as like their description of what was going on.
Right.
I'm gonna say a big pass on that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go pass on that one. I'm more likely to believe the one that we had previous to this.
For sure.
Yeah, that one was cool. I like that one. Also, it was crazy because I was like, oh, no, I've seen that. Right. I relate to that.
I'm also wondering, so MUFON, where we're getting all of these accounts. So a UFO is just an unidentified flying object, right? That doesn't necessarily mean that it's
extraterrestrial.
Alien,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, correct.
I'm wondering, like, what the people that run MUFON think about all of these. Like, do they believe these are all extraterrestrial? Do they just, or are they just like, hey, there was something that we didn't recognize in the sky. Let's document it.
You know yeah,
what
right.
I mean? Like, oh, I wonder what their perspective is.
I'm sure that they're like, oh, yeah, I saw this. And they're like, it's unidentified. Let's put it up there. Right. Especially now with drones. Like, it could have just been a drone. Like, a so drone, true. Like, 10 feet off the ground. Yeah. Just, like, fly by. Like, dude, yeah. That was insane. Do you see that thing?
For sure. Oh, my God. My parents' next door neighbors have a drone.
Yeah. Not to mention, even if I saw a drone, like if a drone flew by, like just like a little one that like a neighbor has, and it yeah. flew by, I would still, I'd be excited, like, whoa, that's cool.
At first, I would like, think it was a UFO. Cause
I could, yeah, very easily escalate that one more step.
It's like a mini UFO.
Yeah. Yeah, a mini UFO.
And it's like one of those, yeah, you talk to one person, you're like, oh, dude, I saw it. It was cool. And then all of a sudden, like a week later, be like, yo, Lave totally got abducted last week. You read yeah, that? It was sure. insane.
It tries to abduct you, and you're just like, there's like a little thing, and your like body is just like below it.
Well, there goes Lave again.
That they come to this planet, and they just really fucked up the calculations. Like, oh, they're huge.
They're way bigger.
So they're we tried closer closer. To get like, them.
Oh, shit.
But... it's a little,
but we need yeah. like three to carry one.
Yeah, this is kind of not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing. Size, why? Yeah, there is no concept of like they could be gigantic or small. Like the end of Men in Black, I feel like right. that there is a
that
truth
Marvel
behind
thing?
It. Yeah, ugh. Like we're not necessarily a Marvel like this universe, but the thing is with what we know and like going as far as atoms and. The parts of the atom, neutrons, protons, electrons, like it gets smaller. That's just how it is. Everything has a part and it just gets smaller and smaller and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
We are probably just like electrons in some alien ourselves. We are the alien.
We're like exponent number 16 out of like yeah. infinity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that's so sad.
I am into it.
Sorry, I'm also really into physics, so like all this stuff I'm just like totally into. Love it.
I mean, I don't disagree. Like I honestly I think you know, it's all pointless and just random. But let's make it fun and have lizard people.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Illuminati. Like yeah. let's make our pointless existence a lot more interesting by having crazy conspiracy theories.
Oh,
that's where
it's
I'm at.
So much fun.
Right.
It's yeah, so much fun
great.
To think about that.
They're so much fun. Oh, they're great. I love them.
Well, okay, Lave. I think we're probably coming up on the end of this one, are we not?
Yeah, we have been recording for an hour.
Great.
Cool. I forgot to update you guys on times. Well, so,
hey.
I got so excited talking about aliens with you guys, finally.
There's no shortage of banter. So
yeah, great guest. Solid number four.
Solid number four, absolutely. I think we need to check back in with the guest.
Oh,
though. So at the beginning you said you had no problem believing that aliens existed somewhere out there. You were not totally convinced that they were here on the planet Earth with us right now. After watching these videos and looking at the headlines.
One, two, three. Headlines.
Have you changed your mind even a little bit?
I think I'm in the same boat. I'm a little bit more open to them being like around, but like in a situation that we just don't see or feel them, like maybe a different dimension or just, I mean, if we really got into like the physics and all that, just like it's like they're there, but just not quite. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a little more open to that. Because I think as a whole, there's a ton of stuff that's like right there, but just not quite on our spectrum.
Right.
So
I'm on board.
Yeah. So I feel like after they listen to this and they take me away and lock me up forever, for being, apparently a conspiracist, which I had no idea about.
We should warn people before they come on this show that they're going to be on a list.
Now. Yeah. We are sure, now on sure. a list. Yeah.
And it's not, a list for an open mic. It is a list for...
$5 as I get up way before get arrested way before I get up at any open mic though.
Right, absolutely.
Guarantee that.
Well, we were unsuccessful in convincing another guest. so far we've had four guests. No one has changed their mind except for Igor being terrified to leave.
Yes. Which might not, I guess that counts.
yeah, I guess that counts. So okay, one for four ain't bad. One for four ain't bad.
which is great.
Yeah. Well, Leif, thank you so much for being a wonderful fourth guest.
Of course, guys, thank you so much. That was a lot of fun.
Would you like to plug anything?
Plugs.
Yeah, so there's this little podcast coming out called Ufology. You guys should download it. It's a lot of fun. I produce it. I know the guys who host it. They're okay. no, do that. Also, the webpage. We're at brainmachinecomedy.com still, and you'll be able to find this podcast. You've got other podcasts coming out. I've got two podcasts out myself called Tilt and Bear with Leif, and follow me on Twitter at SaidLeif. Go to Facebook. Go to the Facebook links. Like all this stuff for these guys and for me, and that's all. It's a lot of stuff.
Wonderful. Definitely the busiest,
hardest working.
Yes, oh, that is not true. Not true at all. No. Well, it's just all the stuff, and it's all connected, and it's because I mean, I also just plugged this show.
This show. We couldn't appreciate that more.
Oh, I love it. Are you kidding me? I'm having so much fun producing. It's like this whole new thing. I fucking love producing podcasts.
Oh yeah,
it's great. Yeah.
Well, we're very happy to be a part of this whole new podcast empire that you seem to be starting. So.
It's great. And you guys, like, I've talked to a lot of people. You guys are super motivated. Like, yeah, let's fucking do this. I got a text from you, like, hours after I kind of mentioned it in, like, a weird manic high, being like, I'm going to produce podcasts. And you're like, okay, here's a proposal.
I'm a thirsty guy.
So. Yeah, and that's great because, like, I'm working with people now, and it's been great, but it's not, like, you... You guys were ready to go, and I love it, and it's hilarious, and it's fun. You introduced me to, like, all these comedians, and, like, Albert, who's now been on my podcast, and hilarious. It's great. The whole thing's wonderful.
We may as well plug Albert Kirchner's Twitter, at Albert Chairman.
There you go. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Would you like to... That should be our thing.
Somebody else's Twitter at the end of our podcast?
Only Albert's. We have the guest flag Albert's Twitter handle.
Except I only hope it's the weirdest fans. And if you friend him, just be the weirdest.
Okay, I actually am 100% on board. 100% on board.
All right, let's try it.
We end the podcast this way. Would you plug our good friend Albert Kirchner's Twitter?
Follow me at, what's his?
It's just at Albert Chairman.
Hey, follow our good friend at Albert Chairman and really just...
Let him have it.
Guys, you need to convince him that there are aliens amongst us.
Yeah, DM him your most alien pics. Yes.
Just send pics. Alien pics.
Slip into his DMs like E.T.'s weird gross finger.
And it's at Albert Chairman. I don't know why I'm hitting the wrong syllable on that. I don't know why.
Chairman.
Chairman.
But fun fact, this is the first podcast I've actually been a guest on.
First.
Yeah.
Pop that cherry.
And last.
And last. Well, honestly, behind the whole idea of the podcast network was to be a guest. Now that I'm the guest, it's over.
Oh, no.
You accomplished that goal. Yeah. Congratulations.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, after a very lengthy plugging section, join us again next week.
What are your Twitter handles?
Oh, right. Sure. Yeah, Brian, go for it.
I'm at ASAP, A-S-A-P, Bahi. Follow me.
Oh, okay. I'm at at Sam Corey Rose, C-O-R-Y. There's no E in there for some reason. Go ahead and follow me.
For some reason, because that's how it's spelled. Right?
Yeah.
on your birth certificate.
It is, yeah. Right. I could use some more followers. I got basically the only people who read my Twitter, Stu Melton, and my mother after she's had two glasses of white wine. So,
Hey, it's good to have followers.
All right, guys, join us again next week when we'll have another hilarious guest talking about the most recent headlines in UFOlogy.
We should end everyone out like that.